One priority. One. What is it for you for the Oilers this summer?
For the Oilers, let's get some depth going. Greg's, I think that's the big one overall. I was just saying to Connor Halley that it's pretty abundantly clear that this group knows that the time is now. These early round exits are not acceptable. Obviously, there's a very bitter taste in the mouth of the fan base. And, as much as the top guns of this team tried to do, Winnipeg exploited Edmonton's weaknesses, played it to a T, and they benefited from that in a four-game sweep. So, as for myself personally, Greg's, I always want to improve, become more of a five-tool player, and bring the best pre- and post-game show to the NHL next season in 2021-2022. A summer improvement for all of us.
All right. I like it. The Oilers to me, people are like, there's no lessons to be learned. I'm like, there's always something. Like the Edmonton Oilers, I think what they'll take away from this year is every minute counts in an NHL playoff game. And I think they learned that. Like, you say it, you're like, well, of course I know it. But everybody has them. You just have to have fewer of them. Mm-hmm. And the Oilers in games 3 and 4 specifically, they gave the Jets goals on big turnovers. And that ultimately was their demise in games 3 and 4.
Mental mistakes, implosions, getting nerves at the wrong time. Stuff they didn't really do in the regular season. You saw them win in all kinds of different ways. And we, I think, correctly said, hey, that's a sign of growth. But it's one thing to do it in the regular season. It's another thing to do it in the postseason. And when it got serious in the playoffs and in those games that we witnessed over the last 6 days, 7 days, the cracks came through and they shone and exposed this team in some areas. So the mental toughness in the postseason is one of them. I guess you could say, I know the wound is still fresh, but battle-hardened this group collectively, and now it's they got to take a big leap up, and the baseline is getting to the playoffs. There's no missing the playoffs. There's no faltering in the regular season. That is merely unacceptable, and now it's time to make noise in the postseason. That's all that'll be acceptable moving forward, I think, and you're hearing it from the guys in their post-mortem here today that's still going on as McDavid is about to speak.
Yeah, well, the thing is, they'll also have to learn that, hey, even though it's not acceptable, it happens. Ask Tampa Bay in 2019. Look at
Washington.
Look at teams who just won Stanley Cups here. Washington hasn't won a series since. St. Louis just got swept, right? Washington won the game one and then lost 4 in a row. So, playoffs are hard. And, it's a strange momentum. There's lots of times. I don't know if you watched the Vegas-Minnesota game yesterday. Minnesota had 14 shots. Yeah. They win the game. 14! And they gave up 40. So, yep. Playoffs, man, they're so unpredictable, and that's what makes them great, to be honest. And they can be frustrating, right? They can be nerve-wracking for fans, disappointing for players and everybody involved, but, it's good. I look at the Oilers now. Tyson Barrie, I appreciated his honesty. He's looking for stability. He's looking for a long-term deal. And I've been on record. I watched Tyson Barrie in the playoffs and I told people wanting young guys to just fill a spot thinking they can is different than actually being able to do it. It's two different things. And playoffs are a different beast. And if you could sign Tyson Barrie on a short-term deal, I'd strongly consider it at the right price. But on a long-term deal, I can see why the Oilers likely shy away from that. Right. So, and that's tough because I don't think Ethan Bear right now today, and that doesn't mean he's a good player, but I'm not asking him to be a first line pairing defenseman on a deep playoff run. I think that's a big ask. And I'm not even contemplating it for Evan Bouchard because how many rookies are top pairing guys in the NHL right now? Oh, that's right. None. So it's, Cale Makar is like a unicorn guy who did it. Right. Yep. And even he, it's not like, hey, Colorado, they didn't win the cup. right? So, and the Oilers, hey, maybe they look and say, hey, next year, we're not a cup year, you never know, but if they win a round or two, well, that's good. But, you know, it's going to be a process over the next few years to fill that void because, well, Tyson Barrie might not be an ideal defender. Did you watch how many times he made the safe play with the puck in his defensive zone? Right?
Yes.
I mean, you didn't see the high risk plays that he tried in the regular season because that just comes from experience. Guys know sometimes you got to fold them. Sometimes you just got to make the play. It's not the sexy play, right? You don't, it's not the high percentage play, but you just make it soft on the boards. It's out of danger and away you go. And so I'm curious, you know, what they do, but I keep hearing everybody, well, just play Bouchard. Just play Bouchard. Okay. And then don't get upset when Evan Bouchard in his first playoff makes some rookie mistakes.
Right. We saw one last night. Not a rookie mistake. Well, you could say it's a rookie mistake, but the play that Ethan Bear made, he's still a young defenseman, and that's example A of what can happen. And that's a guy that's a little bit ahead on the maturation curve than an Evan Bouchard. So, you know, and just really quickly, to go back to some of the stuff, when Bouchard wasn't playing and he got into that one game against Vancouver and we saw some texts coming in saying, Evan Bouchard could put up the numbers Tyson Barrie did this season. That is like a ridiculous statement. I know it's just a small vocal minority that say stuff like that, but this is a shining example of veteran presence. And you pointed out the little things that they bring to the table. It will be interesting to see how everything falls into place this offseason. Like, clearly, if there's a possibility to kind of meet in the middle, give some term, not a ton, and the money's right for Tyson Barrie, like, why wouldn't you consider bringing back the guy that led all defensemen in scoring in the National Hockey League this year? I think that would be silly to just say, thanks for coming out, see you later. Darnell Nurse's next contract, I know he has, what, Greg's a year left next year?
Yeah.
And that could be a monumental one as well. You had Leon Draisaitl say that he thinks Nurse was the best defenseman in the league, and this is the guy that won the Hart Trophy last year saying that. Obviously, he's pumping up his good buddy's tires, but you know, he has a lot of clout when he says stuff like that. And he said he should win the Norris easily. So it's going to be interesting to see how money's managed and all of that. The Klefbom thing is a big question mark too. But if there's an appetite from both sides and they can make the money and the dollars and the term work and it's not outrageous, then why not look at it? Because this guy's in the meat of his career and he just gave you a hell of a season in Tyson Barrie. So I think there's going to be, I'll just say this, and I know we're going to talk about it in the offseason. I think there's going to have to be some movement on the back end, and I think it's going to come at the cost of some of these young defensemen, one or two of them, a la Anaheim a few years ago. And unlike Anaheim, you hope Ken Holland picks the right ones to move on from and turns them into assets and keeps the right ones to continue to develop and become the next wave of solid Oilers blue liners.
Tom Gazzola joins us in Edmonton Sports Leader TSN 1260. Tommy, on a non-hockey note, and, you know, some people think it's a big deal. I'm not sure it's that big of a deal at the end. I'm not sure how involved he was. I think to a small extent, but Wayne Gretzky stepping down as vice chair of OEG, and from what we hear, it's to take on a role potentially as an analyst with TNT.
Yeah, and you know, factor into he moved to St. Louis. The whole family's out of L.A., basically. Ty's moving to St. Louis. He's got a baby on the way. Obviously, Paulina has a couple of kids with DJ, and they're living in Florida. Trevor's moved to Arizona. You know, he's got his youngest daughter, Emma, who's an up-and-coming tennis player. Tristan, the youngest son, is at Pepperdine playing golf. He's trying to get a chance to punch his ticket to the PGA, and he's got a phenomenal mentor in his brother-in-law, Dustin Johnson. So, you know, it was nice that 99 came back and he was a figurehead in the organization, an incredible opportunity personally to get to know him and to see him and be around him. And you know what, Greg's, he's just a guy, just a dude. And he loves talking hockey, telling stories and having a social sparkler or two. That was the amazing thing. And, you know, the parting is on better terms this time, obviously, compared to what happened in 88 after all the high emotion of that. And he was a figurehead. He was an alternate governor. He represented the organization at some meetings here and there, but it's not like he was in the thick of things day in and day out. But it was nice having him around. But you know, things change in people's lives, and so be it. So there's going to be more movement too with OEG. Some big shuffling. Don't be surprised to hear some announcements right away, Greggs. I know you know about that as well. Not sure what it means for the organization. It's more so on the business side. But, you know, bittersweet. 99's going to do his thing. And let's not kid ourselves. He'll always represent that Oilers shield in this city. He clearly loves it here. And he'll be around. He really will be. It's just part of who he is.
And Gretzky is going to TNT, so that's a reason why he stepped down, and obviously couldn't do that role as he's a member of one of the NHL organizations. Wouldn't look great, so we'll see how it goes from there. So some people worried, is he leaving for other reasons? No, he's leaving for an opportunity. Right.
Yep.
So I'll be curious to see what it does as an analyst, because TNT is a lot about, entertainment. Obviously, he's the biggest name in hockey, no question about it. But I'm curious to see what he'll be as an analyst, if they have a little fun. I think if you put him Shaq and Barkley are unique because they're two big personalities. They go at each other. They have a lot of fun. So if you put Gretzky in that role, you're going to need another guy with him to do that.
Yep. And his amazing thing that he has, people talk about his class and dignity and all of that. He's a great storyteller. Like, he handles interviews well, and he can break things down, sure. But his storytelling ability and talking about personalities within the game and how to read different players and speaking to like leadership and when to yell at a teammate or when to pick them up. You saw Connor McDavid going up and down the bench, hollering at the guys, picking them up. Gretzky knows how to do stuff like that. And I think that's his best trait that he could bring to a TV broadcast, is talk, not the X's and O's, but the personality side and just enlightening people. I think that's where he could be great. And if you could complement him with an X's and O's type of person, as well as someone else that can bring out his personality, it'll be good. That's a huge get for TNT.
Tom Gazzola joins us. Tom, Nugent, Hopkins, Larson, Barry, how many are back?
I'll say, just to play safe, 2 out of 3, hopefully 3 out of 3. I think that team is very strong with all three of them in the lineup. If the money's right, the deals are right, 3 out of 3 would be excellent and would continue to bolster this team. You got two different types of defensemen, Greggs, in Larson and Barry. Both bring a lot to the table, and I know Nugent Hopkins this year was a down year. No denying it. You didn't get what you wanted from him. He still did contribute 35 points in 50-odd games. It's nothing to turn away from, but it was a down year, absolutely, and you want more from Nugent Hopkins, but I'll say 2 out of 3 and hopefully 3 out of 3 if you want this thing to really kick into high gear in oil country.
Tommy, have a good one. We'll chat with you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Greggs.